This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's happening in the cattle markets?
Leslie, I wish there was something new I could tell you. I wish there was definitely something price bullish I could tell you. There's nothing new and there's nothing friendly out there in the marketplace. Cash continues to be lower. Box beef price did see a little bounce today. We was actually up 57 cents on choice at midday, but down 2 cents on select. Had a movement of 86 lows. Saw an estimated cattle kill day of 112,000 head. We continue to see carcass weights get higher. We are now looking at record deer carcass weight, 923 pounds, 4 pounds heavier in the previous week. We saw more new contract lows made today, and we closed mostly negative. October live cattle down $3.27. December down 92 cents. October feeders down 77. November feeders down 47. And December lean hogs today took a hit, down $2.20.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
PharmaSure is now the third largest farm owner's insurer in the state of Oklahoma, and we wanted to say a great big thanks. We did this because good agents believed in us, and thousands of you fine folks gave us a chance to insure them. We pledge to keep the values that brought us here in place for generations to come. PharmaSure believes in the future of Oklahoma, and thank you again for the business.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
You've got a certain sizzle to you. You're unpretentious, but famous for your good taste. Everybody wants a piece of you. You're proud to be local, and you show it by giving back to educational programs in your community. Your secret? Buying blue and gold breakfast sausage, chicken tenders, and bacon. Because you are what you eat. To find out who's selling in your neighborhood, visit blueandgoldsausage.com. Giving never tasted so good.
Tom, what led to some positive gains on the grain side?
Well, Leslie, I think mainly what we saw today was short covering to help support the wheat market. There was nothing friendly out there for the wheat market. Even the numbers that came out of yesterday's report, even though they were a little friendlier than what the trade had been looking for, they weren't friendly enough to turn this market around and maybe just kind of help justify what we'd already seen for upside previously. Today, export sales were a marketing year low and the lowest number we have seen in 5 years for a weekly export sale number. Most of the upside was short covering in nature, definitely no fresh buying in the marketplace. We did not have any other fresh news out there, and the soybeans, they ended up today closing well off the highs that they made yesterday. On the close, December KC wheat 5 3/4 higher, March KC wheat up 5.5, December Chicago up 5.5, East and March corn up a penny, November beans down 14 3/4, Jan beans down 13 1/4, and East cotton 16 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodity. For the Radio Oklahoma Network,